Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the last day of April, April 30th, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 51 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 55 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and just a little cool. But, I mean, we're not, I mean, it could still be a blizzard. I understand where I'm at. But I ain't complaining because it's getting, well, it's getting closer to smoke. I mean, summer, smoke. I can't get those two, I get those two confused so much anymore. You can't believe it. Let's see what we're going to start out with here. U.S.-backed Guaido calls for Venezuela military uprising. No, that was the one I was not the one I wanted to start with. Venezuelan coup attempt planned in Washington. That's the one I wanted to start with, and we'll start with that when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, I guess you guys all know that the big move today is the international corporate mafia making its move on Venezuela. So this first article, Venezuelan coup attempt directly planned in Washington. No, I will not believe that. Not in the land of the free and the home of the brave and mind in your own goddamn business. Why would they do that? What's in Venezuela? Oh, yeah, that's right. All that fucking oil. That's it. That's what it is. The Venezuelan foreign minister has accused a U.S. Backed opposition of planning Tuesday's coup attempt in Washington and said the government would work to keep the peace. Foreign Minister George Arreaza told Reuters by telephone that only around 30 soldiers had supported the coup instigated by opposition leader Juan Guaido. He described the plot as another chapter of an American effort to topple the government of President Nicolas Maduro. While downplaying the scale of the uprising, Arreaza said it did not originate with the military, but that opposition leaders planned the event in Washington. It is not a coup attempt from the military. This is directly planned in Washington in the Pentagon and Department of State and the National Security Advisor John Bolton. Oi, 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 oi. Arreaza told Reuters, they are leading this coup and giving orders to the man Guaido, he said. Bolton, a longtime major backer of Venezuelan opposition, went public on Tuesday with his support for the coup attempt, pledging that the United States stands with the people of Venezuela as we make sure they get slaughtered in a, for their oil, while slamming Maduro's usurpation of democracy. Yeah, you know what, guys? I've made a decision. By the on this date, what the hell is the date? The 30th day of April 2019, at approximately 12:09 Pacific time, I hereby declare myself the interim president of the United States. That's the little United, big S states of the Americas. By the authority invested in me by the Bill of Rights and the will of the people, which has been usurped. And I call on the military to help me put down the socialist corporate aristocracy that is milking out, that has taken away the freedoms of the people and replaced them with tyranny, and has attempted to use private contractors to subjugate the people under socialism. I call on you this day. So from now on, guys, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to call me either President Shively or Mr. President. Thank you very much. Bolton, a longtime major backer of Venezuela's opposition, went public on Tuesday with his support for the coup attempt, pledging that United States stands with the people of Venezuela. The United States Corporation stands with the people, as the people, with the corporations, with the oil companies, the oil corporation, the international oil corporations, who want that goddamn oil, while slamming Maduro's usurpation of democracy. Oh, man. I heard him talking today. We destroyed your democracy. We're not a democracy. That's why I had to name myself president. We got to get this shit straightened out. This is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, and that Bill of Rights is absolute law. It's the only jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country. Oh, I don't expect no foreign governments to step in and recognize me as the interim leader, because they're all corporations too, and they're all socialists. This, I mean, the very idea that there's, we're going there to stop socialism. This is a fucking social communist fucking whorehouse that this goddamn country has become. I mean, blatantly, in your fucking face. Communists and socialists. But it's all in the name of industry, so hey man, just look the other way. Speaking to RT Spanish, Spanish earlier on Tuesday, Ariza said that 916,050 square kilometers, nearly the whole of Venezuela, is under the Maduro government control, except for one small bridge and a highway near the military airbase. Well, we got my house. Okay, where Guaido led opposition and a group of military supporting him are located. He added that he's aware that Guaido is already under investigation, but said he could not comment on what steps the judiciary would take next. And this is blatant people. Hey, everybody knows. I mean, you don't believe me? You don't believe me that we're behind this for oil? Blackwater founder called for 5,000 mercenaries to topple Maduro. This is from Zero Hedge. Well, it's because the people of Venezuela want to topple. No, we need 5,000 mercenaries. We need to get them in there as quick as possible, because they're toppling a fucking a legitimately elected communist government under the under the guy. Well, they were democratically elected. This is fucking insane. From Zero Hedge, sent in by number one world order hater for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. As if the past months of U.S. push for regime change in Venezuela, with officials like Elliot Abrams of Iran-Contra conviction infamy at the helm wasn't bizarre enough, things just got wilder, or weirder. As Eric Prince, has apparently been pitching a plan around Washington to privatize U.S. coup efforts using his latest Blackwater-inspired mercenary empire. According to Reuters, Prince, the brother of billionaire Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, who has over the past years since selling his myriad in controversy Blackwater Group, now Academia, revived his mercenary empire in China in the form of Frontier. That's where they're training all these Blackwater mercenaries that are killing our people right now here in the United States, calling themselves law enforcement, illegitimate, without authority, a fucking corporate fraud, trained in China. And the real nasty ones, they go on for further training in Israel in the form of Frontier Services Group. Intends to deploy a private army to help topple Venezuela's socialist president, Nicolas Maduro. Well, they topple, this is a socialist country. Tell me how in the fuck this country is not a socialist country that we're sitting in right here, right now. That we haven't been usurped by international, this is international communism, but it's under the guise of the corporate aristocracy. The corporate aristocracy and subjugation under the 14th, so-called 14th Amendment. Fraud, 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 fraud. Usurping the people's authority, period. Prince has reportedly sought access to Trump's administration officials to whom he's attempting to pitch the whole operation, said to involve some 5,000 soldiers for hire to be used by opposition leader Juan Guaido. See, this is goddamn, this is oil companies. Well, who's going to finance this? Oil companies to go take their fucking oil, man. That's all there is to it. They do not have the people for a coup because they're bringing people in from Colombia, Brazil. And I mean, that's so they can have a fucking crowd. The people of Venezuela are being fucking, well, they're doing exactly what they did over there in Syria, aren't they? Now it's going to be right here in front of our faces so we can watch it real close. According to multiple sources who spoke to Reuters, the controversial private security CEO has sought investments from both Trump supporters That sounds like a corporation. From both Trump supporters and wealthy Venezuelan exiles, you know, the ones that went down there and set up their fucking oil companies, their international oil companies on Venezuelan sovereign soil and claimed all their goddamn oil that was underneath their people's feet, just like they done here. A handful. Oh, they got the contracts. They got and the people they get, well, you get spit is what you get. And you Venezuelans, you goddamn fools for giving up your guns. And reportedly held meetings over the plan as recently as mid-April. Neither the White House nor Guaido opposition representatives have confirmed they were entertaining such a plan, with the latter denying altogether that Guaido's team had ever spoken with Prince for FSG reps. That's the goddamn, you know, Blackwater by any other name. Reuters sources describe some of the details of the proposed Venezuelan coup plan as follows. The two sources with direct knowledge of Prince's pitch said it calls for starting with intelligence operations and later deploying 4,000 to 5,000 soldiers for hire from Colombia and other Latin American nations to conduct combat and stabilization. I love combat and stabilization. To go in and fucking do what they did in goddamn Afghanistan or in Iraq. You know, he set up some Abu Ghraibs. That's intelligence. That's how intelligence works. Now, this is it. Fucking these private corporate fucking armies. Now, they're just telling. What does it need take for people to see this shit? Private corporate armies, huh? And they're allowed to fucking base themselves in the United States of these Americas? Land of the free, home of the brave. Really? Perhaps the most interesting detail to be revealed is the need for a triggering event that could set a final bid for coup over the top. That's what we're watching today, people. After a number of small attempts failed to gain enough momentum in the past months, Reuters sources describe what Prince called a dynamic event. You know, something like blowing buildings down or it's some kind of false flag kind of thing, or, you know, attacking a fucking naval fleet in Hawaii. You know, just one of those little things, a dynamic event to get shit rolling, don't you know? One of Prince's key arguments One source said, is that Venezuela needs what Prince calls a dynamic event to break the stalemate that has existed since January, when Guaido, the head of Venezuela's National Assembly, declared Maduro's 2018 re-election illegitimate. Well, I just declared Trump's election illegitimate, and it is illegitimate because it was a corporate fucking election, and being as I'm the only American national that voted in the real, because I just had my own election, that voted in that election, I'm the only legitimate fucking leader of this country. Mr. President to you, by the way, and invoked the Constitution to assume the interim presidency. And see, and I'm invoking the Bill of Rights. See, tit for tat. That's all legal, right? That all works. In 2017, Prince is known to have lobbied the Trump administration for using private contractors to stabilize the Middle East. Boy, they sure stabilized the Middle East, didn't they? You know what the private contractors are called? They're called ISIS. Wonder how come ISIS, you know, there's supposed to be these radical Muslims and they're attacking, you know, attacking here in the United States and running over people on the streets, but they never even, I mean, Israel's right there. I thought you were supposed to be hating, it's just right there. Oh, wait a minute. They're the ones giving, when one of these ISIS fighters gets hurt, they're the ones giving the medical care. Well, what's up with them? Maybe they're, you don't think that they're a privatized goddamn army, do you? No. He's made headlines last year after pitching an idea to privatize the wars in Afghanistan and Syria like they weren't all fucking ready. This is so laughable. To Trump administration officials, which has reportedly met with little progress, though there were some indicators Trump could be open to the idea. Iraq-style mercenary occupation of Venezuela. Eric Prince hopes so. Boy, that worked out well. To the shock and surprise of many, a subsidiary of his Hong Kong-based Frontier Service Groups, see, they're putting these mercenary groups, I mean, these goddamn Blackwater mercenary groups all over the goddamn world. That's why when, I mean, you're seeing them, like I was observing some police talking to people, and I hear this one, like it's got like a heavy Russian accent, another one has a fucking Oriental accent. It's one world. One world mercenary corporate armies. Killers for hire. That's what it comes down to. Service group has been allowed to operate in Iraq, showing up in the southern city of Basra. After both Prince and Blackwater were formally barred by Iraq's government from ever entering the country again following the 2007 Nusra Square massacre. See, that's what they're at. This is what the black. I've seen some clips and shit on these bastards. They come in and it's terror. It is pure. You fucking talk about terrorism. These motherfuckers are pure terrorists, period. And when they come at us, we got to be fucking just as terrible. We got to redefine what terrorism, you motherfuckers, you come on. You'll do some damage in the beginning, but you're in the goddamn numbers. Those numbers are going to start adding up. 2 million we're going to lose. But man, every fucking one of you is going to die. As for Venezuela, things look too slowly to stabilize further as continued a total economic collapse fuels. Economic collapse. They're sitting on a fucking, why are they, why are those people fucking starving and shit? They're sitting on a huge pool of oil. Oh, that's right. It's all been embargoed. They can't sell their oil because they threw the fucking oil companies out who hire private mercenary armies to fucking take the fucking resources of fucking total of sovereign countries. It isn't like they don't have something to sell to trade for food or whatever else they want. It's just that we've embargoed them for their own good. We're starving them down for their own good. We're actually the mass of the Venezuelan people are being fucking starved by the United States by a handful of mercenaries. A coalition is what it is. It's coalition people from Colombia, Brazil, and all these other fucking countries are coming up. And then they just ain't got enough yet. They are going to have to bring in these privatized, Blackwater operations, but it should be no surprise. That is what is across this country. This is who is terrorizing our people right now. We talked yesterday about, you know, the press, how they have, taken complete control of the internet until you're only going to hear the official narrative. Do you ever think that, what about when they, you know, like things like Kelly Thomas and James Garner and all these murders. You're not going to see those no more, people. Everything's fucking hunky-dory in the United States. You don't believe it? Just look anywhere where the news comes from. Look on that internet and see if you can find somebody telling on somebody for murdering a fucking black. Well, they would have probably got Marion Curry, but you wouldn't have got the full story of the fucking assassination of the woman with her kid in the back seat, a one-year-old baby in the back seat. You'll get the official narrative, and they're telling you this right on Fox News and you know, Fox News, what the hell they call it? Yeah, fair and balanced. Fox News, they're telling you. No, you're only going to get, it's all being cut out. It's being censored. It's all going to be censored. But what we say, what we tell you, that official, the official narrative, that's their own fucking words. So be ready. Be ready, because what's happening to, getting ready to happen, it's already, they got it rolling there pretty good in Venezuela, and you watch, it'll just escalate right until they send in their privateers to fucking terrorize those people, do what they did to the people in Afghanistan, take their children and fucking, rape them right in front of them. That's what these fucking freaks, these son of a bitches are without goddamn restraint. Because they're answerable to no law. International, national, because you know why? There is no law. Iraq-style mercenary occupation of Venezuela, Eric Prince hopes so. To the shock and surprise of many, a subsidiary of his Hong Kong-based Frontier Service Group has been allowed to operate in Iraq, showing up in the southern city of Bazaar. And we went over that. They threw him out. Fucking massacres. That's what these fuckers do. You have a group of people that are fucking resisting and saying, hey, we have a fucking constitution. We have a sovereign country. Bam, bam. They come in and ambush them and fucking torture them. I mean, just come in just like the bloody massacres. This is how vicious you're going to have to be. These are the cocksuckers that are going to be with those guys leading the green card army to your doorstep to try to take your gun from you. And when you catch one of these son of a bitches, they get the treatment that, man, a traitor got by the Indians in the old days. Somebody who betrayed their own people. That's what they, but see, they're beef from all over the world. That's why they don't give a shit to shoot anybody. They got them in China. They've got them in different countries all over the world. These corporations, these security corporations is what they are. No fucking murderers for hire is what they fucking are. As for Venezuela, things look too slowly to stabilize further as continued total economic collapse fuels an ongoing humanitarian emergency. See, they throw the oil companies out that are stealing their fucking resources, and so you embargo them. You put in trade embargoes. That's an act of war. And trade embargoes, you starve their fucking people down, and then you come in, look what you're doing to the Venezuelan people by not handing the oil over to the international fucking corporate mafia fucking oil companies. Look what you're doing. We need to overthrow that guy. You people need to overthrow that guy. We have humanitarian aid we want to bring in so that we can start occupying a part of your country. That's like Syria. Now they're, you know, the war is over, but somehow the United States occupies a big chunk of fucking Syria. They just did it. We were just there giving humanitarian aid, people. And advisors were there, don't you know? The ones to advise ISIS, you know, our fucking Blackwater, fucking Syria. They called them ISIS. As for an ongoing humanitarian emergency and on news of more armed uprising by military defectors backing Guaido come out of Caracas. Well, what you better realize is everybody sees this fucking game, this world game for world domination. And that's what this fucking shit is. And it's not armies, it's not governments, it's corporations. Who's gonna be, they've taken complete control. There are no fucking governments of any kind left. It's all corporations wanting to see who can get the biggest pile of fucking gold, and then they'll fight each other, or the people will fight each other under the guise of governments to see who gets the final big mountain of fucking gold and gets to be king of the heap. By then they plan to get rid of all of us but 500 million so that we're manageable by the king will be so far above you. My goodness, people. To even speak his name, you better be speaking in tongues, and you better be praising him under all the gods, especially the main god, Mammon. the God that will conquer the earth. Mammon. U.S. Guatemala, U.S.-backed Gadeo calls for Venezuelan military uprising in video of him surrounded by soldiers. I just called for military uprising. The military of the United States, uprise, rise up. Rise up and take this socialist government out and put the republic back in place and put the Bill of Rights and the people's authority. Reinstate the people's authority. I call upon you. This is President Henry Shively speaking. Well, that is interim president. Well, self-declared interim president. What the hell does it matter? Self-declared Venezuelan interim president Juan Guaido has called for a military uprising in a video shot at a Caracas air base, accompanied by a number of soldiers and detained activists Leopoldo Lopez. The moment has come. And this is what we're talking about. They were talking earlier. The moment has come. I'm talking to my people now. Oh, well, are there people? He talked to his people first. Start the end of the usurpation. Well, can I use that line? Guaido said in his video, flanked by heavily armed soldiers and an armored vehicle. According to him, the speech was made at the, Journalism Museum in Francisco de Miranda Air Base in Caracas, commonly known as La Carlota. Guaido was filmed standing next to opposition politician Leopoldo Lopez, who was arrested in 2014 and held under house arrest after he was found guilty of inciting violence during an anti-government riot. Lopez wrote on Twitter that he was released by the military on Tuesday under the orders of Guaido. I mean, the way they're playing this, like it's any of our fucking business. Tell me how it would be any of if we had our country the way it's supposed to be, what business this would be of ours. But I'll bet you one thing, people. You know, they're wanting to get our guns because we don't want nobody to get hurt. We don't want children getting killed and stuff. But the number one arms dealer on this planet, the United States Corporation, how many guns do you think that they will have sold, all the so-called opposition led by the fucking Blackwater that will kill little Venezuelan children, women, innocent men? But that's different. See, that's different. That's the difference between the ruling elite and us fucking goyim, us fucking subjects, you see? It's like a fucking a lord in the old England worrying about some fucking plebe, some fucking subject of his getting killed. On Braveheart, the king said, put the Irish up front, because they were shooting arrows. The arrows cost money. The Irish cost nothing. This is the fucking gall. This is the fucking arrogance, the level of arrogance we have reached again. We'll take it up from there when we get back from the break.
Let me be yours ever truly. Can I make
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and it's 12:36 Pacific Time. And that was a shotgun, a rifle, and the 45 by JB and the Sunshine Band. That's the least you better have, because they're coming for you next. This is, I mean, I love the idea. We're stopping socialism. The most socialist fucking communist country on the fucking planet I'm sitting in here. Well, if we do a little bit more of this. Let's see here. Phase of opera. Oh, here it is. Guaido had earlier claimed on Twitter that he was meeting with the, quote, key military units of the Venezuelan army as the beginning of the final phase of operation. Oh, what do you think they called it, people? They're going in. This is the goddamn corporate aristocracy coming in to subjugate the fucking Venezuelan people, who are already subjugated under communism anyway. And they'll be the same communism they had yesterday, only to be today. And their oil will be fucking stolen from them. They'll get one penny for every dollar to barely survive on. And they'll stay unarmed and they'll be good little subjects. Guaido had earlier claimed on Twitter that he was meeting with key military units in phase of Operation, are you ready? Freedom! Freedom! Operation Freedom! The army had taken the right decision to move out against President Nicolas Maduro. It didn't look like they were moving out on him. To me, it looked like they were running over those motherfuckers with tanks and shit. He wrote, he also called on Venezuela to go out on the streets, Venezuelans to go out on the streets and help mobilize the army against the government. See, a coup is when the army moves on its own to take over the fucking government. That is not what this is. This is the instigation of a coup. By outside fucking forces, outside corporate fucking forces, the oil barons of the international corporate mafia, and they will bring in their fucking hired corporate armies. Think about corporate armies just existing on this planet. Defense Minister Valdemar Pedro López, meanwhile, blasted Guaido's move as a coup with the aims to flood the country with violence. The army stands firm in defense of the national constitution and the legitimate authorities, he said, adding that the military units all across Venezuela are staying at their bases and remain loyal to their commanders. Around 50 countries globally, I wonder if any of these countries are getting goddamn aid packages. Oh, I'm going to bet you every fucking one of them is. Around 50 countries globally, including the U.S., have recognized Guaido's interim presidency. He has argued that Maduro's 2018 re-election was illegitimate. And in recent, well, I'm arguing that Trump's election was illegitimate because it was perpetrated by a corporate insurgency that happened in 1869, and there could be no legitimate fucking election from the American people who are the authority for the little United Big S States of America. Therefore, that's how I claim my legitimacy as the president, because I voted for me. And in recent weeks, has stepped up pressure on Maduro to step down. In response, Maduro's government has stripped Guaido of his parliamentary immunity and barred him from leaving the country. Don't look like he's going nowhere to me. Not until those mercenaries get there and start their campaign of fucking terror and murder. Bolivian President Evo Morales decried the coup, writing on Twitter, "We strongly condemn the coup attempt in Venezuela by the right wing that is submissive to foreign interests." That's foreign corporations. President Maduro retweeted the note of support on Tuesday morning. President Maduro added, "The United States, with its interference in promoting coups, seeks to provoke violence and death in Venezuela. It does not care about human losses, only its interests. We must be vigilant and unite so that the coup plotters never return to our region." Fight them. I mean, they're communists. I mean, the whole goddamn world's communists, including us. All we have is our Bill of Rights and the largest army to ever exist on this fucking planet. And it's coming down to it. You know, let's talk about our country for a minute here. Israeli envoy calls for criminalizing anti-Semitism after New York Times cartoon. This is from Jerusalem Post. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The only way to stop anti-Semitism is to criminalize it. How do you mean? The only way to stop the people from telling the truth about those fucking kikes is to criminalize speech. You know that first article of our Bill of Rights? I mean, well, they've already pissed and shit and stomped on it. I mean, it's down to just what lives in us as individuals, the freedom and liberty that lives in us. That you can't, you can tear the paper up. You can ignore it. You can decry it as beneath you. That the people are your servants, not your masters. But it still lives in the people, and that's where it's going to come from. That's where it came from at Lexington and Concord, from the barrels of the guns of the people. Ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, told reporters in New York on Monday, the time for talking and having conversations is over. Remember, they always want to start with, like, when it's starting after your guns or any violation of your bill. Can we just talk about it? Danon said, what Israel, now what Israel and the Jewish community around the world demand is action. And now, Goy, we're a fucking little handful of fucking sleazy, fucking parasitic, pedophile pieces of shit. And we're demanding action now from you, Goyim. Danon, speaking on the sidelines of the United Nations Security Council meeting, said that those who engage in anti-Semitism must be punished, whether it is here in the United Nations or by political leaders, editors, policy pundits, or college professors. It does not matter. Even if it's in violation of the first article of the People's Bill of Rights, the supreme law of their land. It does not matter. Oh, you understand? Anti-Semitism should have no place in our society, he continued. I guess it is their country. They hold controlling interest in the United States Corporation. They are the corporate aristocracy. Until it becomes criminal, this bigotry will persist. It will fester. It is only a matter of time until it erupts again in violence and bloodshed. No shit. You push it that far every time. Only this time it's going to be the last time, you motherfuckers. Danon spoke just 2 days after a shooter believed to be a white supremacist killed one Jewish worshiper and wounded three others at a Shabbat synagogue in Poway, California. That same weekend, the New York Times published a cartoon widely held to be classically anti-Semitic. The paper has since apologized. Danon linked the two events with a shooting that occurred at Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue in October, in which 11 worshipers were killed. From the Tree of Life Synagogue to Pittsburgh to the Shabbat Synagogue in Poway, California. Anti-Semitism is no longer a fringe bigotry in the United States. No, everybody's figured out who you fuckers are and what you've done. Danon said, then as now, all the right people are saying all the right things. They express their sympathies and call for an end to this violence and bigotry. It seems that we have learned nothing from the Pittsburgh attack, and we are likely to continue to do nothing following the attack in San Diego, Danon said, continued. He added that since October, members of Congress have openly exposed themselves as anti-Semites, and that the New York Times cartoon could have been taken from the pages of Der Stürmer, the Nazi propaganda paper. And yet, these actions have gone unpunished, Danon said. I have not seen the New York Times hold anyone accountable for this horrible cartoon. When you have pictures, cartoons, words, and demonstration, it leads to violence and shooting. You know that if all your shit, everything you're doing, all the fucking resources that you're putting towards it is not working. Because people can look outside, you can tell them it's dark, and they look outside and see the sun. Nah, it's fucking daylight. Those son of a bitches have been lying all along. What else is going on in our country? Pentagon approves $7.4 million for troops. For, oh, right on. Some troops to feed Feed and care for border crossers. This is from Breitbart, sent in by Katie for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The Department of Defense is planning to spend $7.4 million on a troop mission at the United States-Mexico border that includes feeding and caring for migrants. No, invaders. Goddamn illegal aliens. I mean, the way they can just fucking, well, it's just like they did with the law dictionaries. To make, you know, the definition of a corporation in the common dictionary, the common definition. How can you change fucking the definitions of words to mean a corporation is a person? A corporation is a person. There's five guys standing there. Is that a person or is that five fucking persons? You know, it's just, we'll call them migrants instead of invaders, instead of illegal aliens. And that makes it okay, don't you know? Go ahead and take everything those stupid-ass Americans will let you take. Caring for migrants and border crossers, the agency announced Monday afternoon. The mission will involve sending 320 more U.S. hardened troop killer, oh, wait a minute, troops heading to the southern border to help Customs and Border Protection and the Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE agents take care of the invaders, of the illegal aliens who have crossed the U.S. border. Defense Department officials described the Department of Homeland Security request for more aid for goddamn illegal aliens as necessary in dealing with it's a humanitarian crisis. See, that's what there's a humanitarian crisis down in Venezuela. They're going to help the Venezuelan people. And you want the little children to get slaughtered. You want, they'll slaughter whoever they have to get their fucking control back over that, the Venezuelan people's oil. That's why we got to destroy Iran. They naturalized all their fucking resources, and they don't. And the fucking Jew bankers and the fucking Zionist goddamn fucking Israeli fucking lore overlords. It's not theirs. They're saying you can't. This is our oil. Well, then we'll starve you. We'll make sure you can't sell a drop of it. We'll starve your people to death. Well, because we're an international coalition. We're an international criminal cabal. We are the international corporate mafia. And we'll starve you down, and then we'll bring in fucking troops, and we'll fucking kill your people. We'll kill your women. We'll kill your children. But we're getting that fucking oil because we need another shekel on Mount Everest of shekels that we have already. Because it all belongs to us, oi. You fucking goyim. You're just fucking herd animals. Go out and graze in the grass or something. Get out of our way. Humanitarian crisis at the southern border. Aside from helping to feed and care for illegal aliens, the Defense Department mission will also include busing and transporting border crossers in the U.S. Federal officials made clear that the troops will not perform any law enforcement function because they're not going to enforce no fucking laws. They're working under corporate policy, and the corporate policy is to pump as many of them in here. In that year that old Trumpy gave them, you know, your knight in shining armor, he gave them a year, pump them in. Oh, man, they're coming too. I mean, I was just looking at a little thing. Just one guy standing in one place. I mean, it's just unbelievable. You are being fucking invaded. I mean, this is it. And you're standing. People are just standing there watching it happen. Like I said, you will fight them. You'll fight them right in your hometown now. It'd be on every doorstep. You're going to fight. There's going to be a war inside the United States that never had to be because we could never be conventionally invaded. But, man, we forgot about children. Those goddamn children, how powerful they are. They just got, they had a thing about where they going, it's one of the little functions there, you know, for buying and selling things on the internet. I can't think of the name.
eBay.
No, not eBay. The other one, the cheapy one.
Craigslist.
Yeah. If you need a kid, you know, we don't get out passports here no more. What you do is you rent a kid. You rent a kid, and that'll take 5 or 10 of you across the fucking border. One kid will. Then you go and you send them back and go in there. I mean, making bucks, too, as they're doing this. DOD personnel will assist in driving high-capacity CBP vehicles to transport illegal alien invaders, providing administrative support, including providing heating, meal distribution, and monitoring the welfare of the invading alien army. in CBP's custody and they have to take them into custody before they have to, because they have to bring them somewhere to give them their check and their fucking plane ticket into the interior of the United States so they can come to your neighborhood. And attorney support. You're going to, also this is from your military budget, people. Attorney support to ICE. Emphasis added. DOD personnel will not perform any law enforcement functions because there ain't going to be no fucking law enforcement down on that goddamn border. Make no mistake. They're coming. You will fight them here. Get that through your head. Get yourself hardened to it and get ready to do it. And don't forget that when you start fucking plowing their ass down, the ones that are going to be running the operation will be those goddamn Blackwater USA. From every country, probably from China. There'll be Chinamen fucking running it. But there's also going to be one son of a bitch up there in the suit, and that's the one that long gun's for. 1,200 yards. Boom. Thud. You got the one you needed to get first. The rest can be cleaned up. We need to shoot at the head of the snake. In any situation that requires DOD personnel to be in proximity to illegal aliens, DHS law enforcement personnel will be present. Shit, how can you call yourself law enforcement personnel even? What law are you enforcing? You're Blackwater. We know what you are. You're private contractors. And you're here to aid in an invasion into my country, you motherfuckers. And I don't care where you come from around the world. We're going to kill every fucking one of you before this is over with. You watch. You're fucking with the largest army on planet Earth. I know you've been going around these third world countries fucking doing horrible things to fucking people to take their resources for your Jewish masters who are paying your wages. But it ain't going to be so fucking easy here. Personnel will be present to conduct all custodial and law enforcement functions and provide force protection of military personnel. So you got to get the DHS and see enforced are going to protect the military down on the border as the invasion goes through. I see. Wow. A defense official said monitoring the welfare of individuals means U.S. troops will conduct walkthrough and check to see if migrants are, if this invading fucking alien fucking force are okay. To make sure they're okay. No, make sure nobody's hassling them as they're invading our country. You talk about fucking all the history of war, you know, the written history of war. Down and make sure they're okay. I mean, can you... I don't know what to fucking say, but are not going to have interaction with them. In any interaction, if any interaction is needed, troops would contact DHS, the Department of Homeland, Blackwater USA, the official said. Blackwater USA is still determining where this support will be needed. The location will determine whether the support would apply to illegal alien children, illegal alien adults, or illegal alien families, the official said. The Defense Department's department support will be required through September 20th, 2019. Because September 20th, 2019, that's about a year of fucking total open invasion. Your borders are wide fucking open, and they are fucking pouring in. Get ready to fight them. That's going to be their front line. That's what's going to stand between you and the motherfucking traitors. Or they're not traitors. They're goddamn usurpers. They usurped this country back in 18 and 69. These are fucking usurpers. This is foreign fucking people on your soil spitting on your Bill of Rights, telling you you are a subject. You are not in charge here. We are. You are our fucking slaves. How's that word slave fit for you? Man, that used to be a terrible word to say, didn't it? But fuck, it's just common. You're a corporate fucking slave. Get used to it. At an estimated cost to the U.S. taxpayer of about $7.4 million, the Pentagon will foot the bill. No, I love the way they always put it. The Pentagon will foot the bill. No. They will fucking go and borrow the money from China, and hell, probably give them Missouri for it. That ought to cover it. Will foot the bill at first, but be reimbursed by the Blackwater USA later. Blackwater USA additional aid for illegal aliens and border crossers comes as the U.S.-Mexico border has been inundated with record levels of illegal immigrant illegal aliens. Last month alone, more than 92,000 border crossers were apprehended. Apprehended means that they were given checks and fucking free ride in. They were getting food, and they were given fucking housing, got a bath, and their check, and their bus ticket, or their plane ticket to whichever neighborhood they want to come to. Where they think the hacking up of your children and taking of your shit is will benefit them the most. At the border, experts have projected that at current rates, illegal alien invasion this year could outpace every year of the Bush and Obama administration, with potentially 1.28 million border crossers. And now here it says on this last one, border crossers and illegal aliens entering the country. Why are you calling them fucking immigrants up here? They're not fucking immigrants. This is an invasion. Even the phony fucking actor playing your president has said this is an invasion. Goddamn, you stand back and look at it, and then you have to get your dictionary out and look up the word invasion. Yeah, goddamn it, this is an invasion. I think it was the Romans, John had talked about, when they bring their families with you, this is recolonization. This is taking what belongs to one people and handing it over to another because they want slaves. Slaves that will not backtalk them. Unarmed slaves that they can do with as they please, as corporate lords. I mean, if they want to fucking rape a child, I mean, then goddamn, you talk about the fucking perverted goddamn that these fucking Jews, like this son of a bitch, is being crammed down our throat. This, no, and you can't even say nothing bad against the dirty kike motherfucking pedophile baby raping motherfuckers. And oh yeah, they're gonna love this shit. Once they're in control, you have, what you need to do is hand them guns in. And then when they come to take your fucking two or three, you know, 4 year old, maybe they've seen your 4 year old that passed by. Oh, I'd like to have that 4 year old. I can't do that fucking thing like Spike could. I want to have that 4 year old. Just, when I'll go get you some goddamn fucking corporate Blackwater motherfuckers and go in there and take that little son of a bitch and do what you want to with him. You're the fucking goddamn corporate aristocracy. You can rape a 4 year old if you want. You can do it right in front of their family. Just like Blackwater did in fucking Afghanistan. Aliens entering the country. All right, we still got a couple minutes left. I don't know if we hit this one or not. I think we might have. Let's see. Oh, here's one. Here we go. Radio ads offer to, quote, help out migrants trying to enter the U.S., Border Patrol official says. What does it take? Can we all at least agree that we're being invaded and that this is an international effort to fucking destroy our fucking sovereignty? To take our country away from us and to fucking just put us into plain, simple slavery. Because it can be called nothing else. You have no rights. You have no fucking recourse. You can't even, if you weren't so fucking armed, you wouldn't even have no way to fucking resist, would you? But see, that's the big problem here. This is all, everything we've read today, it's all international. The international corporate mafia in Venezuela, the international corporate mafia in Colombia and Brazil, and they're all working together. And I guarantee you, Colombia is going to get a big fucking egg package for sending their fucking radicals, their Blackwater version of Blackwater, up to the fucking, over there to Venezuela. This is exactly what they did in Syria. The Syrian people didn't rise up and half of them against the other in a civil war. No, they had to pump in outsiders. The ISIS, remember ISIS? Created by the United States and Israel. ISIS, it's just another Blackwater private corporation. A private corporate fucking army. That's what we're gonna be facing, people. Because it's all, the whole nation. The only ones that are not are the American nationals standing on their fucking Bill of Rights. And we are a hell of a force. We are the largest army, and if we get fucking mean, like we need to get mean, and I mean fucking savage, no fucking, I don't want to hear about no goddamn, what the hell was it, Geneva Convention. You know, and never.
Mercy tempered with justice?
Yeah, there you go. Justice tempered with mercy. There's going to be no such a motherfucking thing. But there is going to be no fucking rules, and you're going to find out that this game is up. We understand the main thing we have to understand. There is no law. This is the fucking jungle. And you have some motherfuckers, it's just like Lord of the Flies, man. You got some motherfuckers who are coming, just, they're going to eat the rest. They're going to take everything for themselves. And they're going to fucking destroy you. And not a one of them has the guts to fight a fucking fist fight with a real man. They're all cowards. But what they do have is mammon. They have the god mammon, and they have lots of the god mammon. So they can hire people to fucking, they have to hire their balls is what they have to do. But those who hire out to these motherfuckers, you're going to lose your fucking balls. We're going to cram them down your fucking throat while you're still alive, you son of a bitches. So come on and give her a go. Anyways, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches. And until then, this is President Henry Shively signing off, and that is the Word from the Trenches.